Like many businesses and cultural institutions everywhere, the National Museum of American Jewish History in Philadelphia is furloughing nearly two-thirds of its staff, sending them home on temporary unpaid leave. But even before the coronavirus hit, the museum was in financial trouble. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
The National Museum of American Jewish History filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on March 1st. Interim CEO Misha Galperin says the museum had a plan to continue operating through the court proceedings.
Most people associate bankruptcy with inability to function. That's not the case. I mean, we have a very specific issue.
The issue is that for a decade, the museum has not been able to pay down the debt for the construction of its building at 5th and Market Streets in Philadelphia.
Without that debt, we're a viable institution.
But the museum got hit by a second whammy just 2 weeks after filing Chapter 11. The COVID-19 pandemic forced all museums to close, along with most of the economy. Like other institutions, the Jewish Museum quickly initiated salary cuts. But unlike other institutions, the Jewish Museum is in bankruptcy proceedings, so it is not eligible for emergency federal aid, like the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP.
It's a big deal. It could have provided to something on the order of 2.5 months of operating expenses. Without it, you know, we really had to cut back, furlough staff, and hope that we can weather the pandemic and exit Chapter 11.
Galperin expects the bankruptcy proceedings to take about 6 months, but no one knows how long the pandemic will last. Some museum employees are worried they may never get back to work. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.